podcast presented by Topgolf. I'm Rex Hoggard, and it's my pleasure to be joined by Shubhanka Sharma. A lot of things have been going on this season. First thing I want to get to, though, is happy birthday, 22 years old, on the 21st, right?
On the 21st,
yes. And you made
the cut
at the Open.
I did, thank you.
Was that the best birthday present?
It was, definitely. Open Championship is my favorite major. And just to be able to play the weekend there, and obviously third day was my birthday. The best celebration. Just we just had, all of us were there, and we had a lot of fun.
Now, you've had a lot of firsts the last few years.
Yeah,
I'm sure 22 was not a big milestone for you, but I'm guessing when you turned 21 a year ago as a professional golfer, that was a big one. You could drive your own rental car?
Yes, yes, a lot of other things as well, but yeah. Obviously, I've been a professional for a long time now, and this is my sixth season, so I turned pro when I was 16. So it does feel like it's been a long time, but yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and definitely the 22nd birthday was the best birthday ever, because got to celebrate it at the Open Championship, even though I didn't party like the other birthdays with my friends. But you know, when you're playing at a major championship, everything is the best.
When you look at this year, I'm sure it's been a whirlwind in your mind. What stands out? The two wins on the European Tour, playing so well in Mexico, playing the majors. What stands out in your mind when you look back?
I think just the two wins are obviously fantastic. That's what got me into all the World Golf Championships and the majors. But I think it's till the end of the year, I'm grateful that I'll be playing all four major championships this year, which I didn't think was possible last year. But everything changed after I won in Joburg, and then I played well in Mexico, which gave me an invite to the Masters as well. So, you know, just to be playing four majors, playing all WGCs, I think I should get into China as well, which will be later this year. So it'll be four WGCs, four majors, you know, playing so many events on the PGA Tour. It's definitely been a great year, and I have, you know, couldn't have asked for anything more.
You said you've been a pro now for 6 years, and it is interesting, but has it come fast to you or not? Does it feel like that you've arrived kind of on schedule to where you feel like you should be at this point?
I think, I think I've done pretty well. This was always my goal, to just progress. That was one of the reasons I turned pro so early at 16. I wanted to give myself 2 years to settle down in the professional ranks, and that's why I played on the Indian Tour for 2 years before I moved on to the Asian Tour. And then obviously from the Asian Tour to the PGA Tour has been a rapid rise for me. Just in a year, I've pretty much gone from the Asian Tour to playing majors and playing a few events on the PGA Tour, which has definitely been amazing. But this was always, you know, I always had this plan of, and I always wanted to do this. I wanted to take this route through the European Tour and get to the PGA Tour, and I think I'm pretty close to it now, and eventually I will get to the PGA Tour. That's what my goal is, and I'm pretty happy with everything that's happened till now.
Is there a moment that stands out? I know being paired with Phil in Mexico was a lot of fun. We talked about that. Is anything else stand out to you over the course of this season? Like a pinch yourself moment, standing on the range at Augusta, anything along those lines?
Augusta definitely was one of those moments when you just, you know, I think it's every golfer's dream to play at the Masters. And for me, I didn't really have too much time to kind of take it in, because I got the invite less than a month before the Masters. Like the British Open, I still had 6 months to kind of, you know, prepare for it, that I knew I was going to play the British Open. But the Masters, I didn't really have time. I just got into the Masters, and I was so happy that, you know, I was playing the Masters. So that was definitely one of those moments. And I think even the Mexico Championships, Mexico was probably one of those tournaments where it was my first time playing in such a big field. So just standing on the range, and I've said this before on Monday, just between all of these players I've always watched on TV. So that was, I think that was pretty cool. And that was my first experience to a big stage, and just playing with the big boys was a lot of fun.
I think I saw a tweet a couple of days ago about introducing yourself to Tiger.
Yeah.
Are you going to get around to it? Are you going to actually do it?
I will do it, definitely. I've been looking at him, and the thing is, he's always busy with someone. He's always talking, and you know, Tiger, everyone's surrounding him. So I don't really want to go and disturb him when he's practicing. So I'll definitely make it a point, if I see him in the locker room this time, I'll surely say hi.
But you said the same thing last time. You're going to go over the top this time. You're actually going to do it, right?
I'll surely do it this time, yes. I'll surely say hi, definitely.
Your sister wrote a blog when you were playing in the Masters. It was a wonderful written piece, and she talked about, there was one anecdote in there that stood out, of walking in the bathroom. You guys were sharing a bathroom when you were younger, and you had drawn a trophy.
Yeah, on the mirror.
On
yes,
the fogged up glass. Yeah. I think it was the U.S. Open trophy. I could be mistaken.
Yes, it was just a trophy. I don't know what trophy it was, but yeah, I've always felt very strongly about golf. You know, it's been my passion since I was a kid, so it was just one of those memories, and I was surprised that my sister still remembers it. But yeah, I must have done it a bunch of times, and she must have seen it once. But yeah, I mean, she's been a big support, and she had so much fun at the Masters, and obviously she got to write an article as well, which was which was perfect for that.
What has surprised you now that you're playing in the United States, you're playing in majors and WGCs? Is there anything about the style of play that surprised you, or is it how comfortable you felt?
It is different, definitely, to what we play back home in Asia. Courses are longer. Obviously, the level of golf is much higher than what I'm used to. There's more depth in the field. You have players who can go low every day, so it's pretty much it's very different to what I grew up playing. Even the grass, just for example, when I played at the Memorial, I didn't really have much experience on Kentucky, which was the rough there that week,
mm-hmm.
and I really struggled with all of my chips around the greens. So just small things like that, which have been, which have been an experience for me. I've never done it before. I've never played in those conditions, and that's one of the reasons I've been very patient with myself this year. I know this is going to happen. I know these conditions are different. Greens are different. Green speeds are different. They're changing every week. Different grass, Bermuda, bent. I didn't really have much experience on bent, and played a lot of bent grass this year at the Masters, obviously, and at the Memorial. So many different conditions and just a different feel. It has been that kind of a year, and I just want to stay patient and be happy that I'm playing in this field, and I don't really want to get hard on myself. I'm just making notes every week and just trying to learn as much as I can.
You sound like the kind of person that kind of has a grand plan. And when you turned pro at 16, you kind of had it mapped out. Are you following that map at this point?
I think I am, yes. You always, when you turn pro, you always have, you always set a high standard for yourself, that you want to get to somewhere, you want to play at the highest level. And I would say I've followed it, and I've been following it since I've turned pro there. Luckily, there hasn't been a time where I've felt really bad about my game. Obviously, everyone has downtime in this game. You always have a few months, a few weeks where you're not playing well, but luckily, I've always progressed in the right direction. I've had weeks I've not played well, but I've always had a week, a win, or something that boosts my confidence and just pushes me forward. And I'm happy that I'm following the plan till now. And I think you just don't want to be satisfied with things in golf. It's just one of those games that you can't really be comfortable with what you're doing. You just have to keep pushing yourself, and you have to keep setting new targets. And I think that's what I want to do till I play golf.
What have you learned in those 6 years as a pro about feeling comfortable? I think you played golf on every golfing continent this year in the last 6 months. Is there something to the idea that you've gone through this that you can appreciate a little bit more, maybe? That you can look back and say that it was very, very demanding for you probably when you first turned pro.
Yeah.
Does that give you any kind of satisfaction?
It does. It does, definitely. And I'm very proud of myself the way I've come through the Indian Tour. Played on the Asian Tour, European Tour, and now on the PGA Tour. But I always imagined that I could reach it. I always believed in myself, and there was never a time where I didn't think I was going to get there. Even though I had bad weeks, even though I had terrible ball striking rounds, and over the past few years, I think I've just matured as a player. I remember when I turned pro in the beginning, it was just about making cuts and just getting to the weekends, just trying to learn as much as possible, just trying to shoot as many under par rounds as possible. And then obviously it changed when I won. Then I started shooting low numbers. I started shooting 7, 8, 9 under pars. And I think it's just a process that you have to go through as a player. And everyone has a different road. Everyone has a different journey. And I'm definitely satisfied with what I've done. But turning pro at an early age was definitely a hard decision for me. And I think it's all gone well till now. I've learned so much since then. And I just feel like I'm such a better player at 22 now. If I would have turned pro at 20 or 21 after college, that would have been good too, but I think I'm just a much more experienced player now at 22 with so much experience behind me.
Were you close to going to college?
Yes, I did think about it. In fact, I'm still in college. I have my last year. I have to give my last year exams this year, probably in December, and then I'll be a graduate. But I didn't think of
back home in India.
Back home in India, yes. Mm.
But what's your major?
I'm doing political science honors. So, I thought that would be the easiest thing to do. I didn't want to get into maths and technical stuff. This is just like just reading a story and going and writing it. But I was pretty close to going to college in the US as well. Me and my dad did think about it. I was the top junior in my country, and I had won the All India Amateur, which is like the US Amateur, when I was just before turning pro, when I was 16. So I could have gotten into a good college in the US, but I passed it. I wanted to get on the PGA Tour. That was my main aim. I didn't want to play college golf. I wanted to turn professional and just get accustomed to ways of professional golf, and I think that was a good decision that we made.
When you look back, and I think sometimes this might get overstated, but I'd be curious your opinion, I have seen the reaction when you played well at Mexico. I've seen the reaction when you played well at the Open and made the cut back home in India. Do you sometimes feel like the entire nation's watching you when you're on this level and performing at this stage?
I'll be more than happy if the entire nation is looking, but that's not the case. That'll be 1.4 billion people watching. But I can definitely say
no
that
pressure at all. 1.4 billion people.
But I can definitely say that golf's been covered really well these days back home in India. Just the media, the reactions that we are getting. I think it's great for us. It's great for the game, especially in a country like India, which is cricket crazy. Cricket is the biggest sport by far. Nothing comes close. It's really good to see articles on golfers. Me, Anirban, a lot of guys on the Asian Tour, European Tour, and there are regular articles in the newspapers and even on the news channels, which is amazing. I just think we need more awareness about the game back home in India. No one really knows how big the game is. And what impact it has, but it's great to see so many kids picking up the game, so many people watching me. You know, I keep getting messages every day from people congratulating me and cheering me on, which obviously is great, and I'm really happy and fortunate that so many people have been happy with me.
Now, I joke about the pressure, but is there a certain amount of pressure?
There's no pressure at all, not at all. There's zero pressure. You know, I've gotten here just because of the effort that I've put in. My coaches have helped me, my dad has been with me, and there's no pressure at all. It's actually, since we've not had a player back from India who's actually, you know, done really well on the PGA. We obviously had Arjun Atwal, who won on the PGA Tour. But it's just now that players like Anirban has been here for about two, three years now, and me, and we'll have more and more players coming from India now. I don't think it's just a new territory for us. So it's just, even the kids back home, they're really happy that I'm just in this field. It's not like they're expecting something out of me. Even though I put a lot of pressure on myself, I want to play well since I played well in Mexico and I've had a chance to win, which at the highest stage, I know that I can do it. But back home in India, they're just happy that more and more Indians are playing in a big event like this. Like, this is for the first time that two Indians are playing at the Bridgestone Invitational and even at the PGA, which will be great. So I think it's just, right now, it's just, everyone's happy that we Indians can do it as well. We can produce players who can go and compete at the highest level. And I think that is reason enough to celebrate, even though we as players will put a lot of pressure on ourselves to play well. But just having more and more Indians coming up, just having better players, not only in Asia and Europe, but now obviously on the PGA Tour as well, I think that's reason enough for everyone to be happy, and we surely have more winners in the future.
When you're in the hunt in Mexico, I think either the next week or the week after, you went right back home and played.
I did, yes. The week after, yes.
What was the reception like?
It was great. It was at my home course, DLF. So it was great that so many people came out, even on the practice rounds. First round, second round, we were the marquee group, me, Julian Suri, and Andrew Johnston. So many people came out to watch me, and it was great that I was competing and I was leading after 3 days. So just to see so many people coming out on the last day to support me, it was really, really heartening to see so many people come out, and it was great. Like I said, I had a great reception, and I just got my invite to the Masters, so it was just even sweeter.
Was it what you dreamed about as a kid?
Yes, definitely. I dreamt about the reception or getting into the Masters.
All of it.
Both. Everything. Yes, definitely. When I was a kid, I would say one thing that really separated me from the other kids was that I had a lot of belief in myself. I'd go to tournaments, watch everyone play. I remember when we had the Johnny Walker Classic in India. We had guys like Adam Scott, Ernie Els, all of these guys showed up, and it was just like a dream for us kids to watch these players play. And to be so amazing to see them hit these shots in the air and the sound that it used to make. But I would say I was very different to the other kids. I always believed that I will get to this level, and I used to put in a lot of work on the range. I really worked on myself mentally, physically. I just did all the right things when I was a kid. I knew I was going to get there. There was never a question that if I don't get there, should I have another plan? Like, should I also get a degree? Should I do this? Even though that is important, I'm going to get it anyways. But it was never, I always knew, me and my dad and my whole family, we always had this belief that I will get there one day. So there was nothing, there were no two ways about it. Even though anything is possible in life, but I always had the belief that I was going to get there. And obviously I dreamt of playing at the Masters and all the majors. And it's great that I've played all the majors now this year, with the PGA being next week.
When you look at this season, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you? Did you drive on the wrong side of the road in Scotland? Did you order something wrong in Malaysia?
I drove on the wrong side of the road in America. Scotland is actually the same as us. England and Scotland are both left side of the road. America is different. And I remember when I got my car at the Masters, I landed at the airport and it was like 11 in the night. My family was already there. They reached in the morning, so they were already at the house. And I got the car from the airport, and it was good that it was dark and it was nighttime with not many cars on the road. I remember I was taking a left turn, and I took a left turn and I just went, because I have that tendency in India of just taking a left as soon as you go left, because you drive on the left side of the road. So I just took a left, and I forgot that I had to go to the right side of the road to get back on. So I just took a left and kept going straight for about 100 meters before I saw flashlights from the front in exactly pointing at me. I just turned right. And good that it was like 11:30 in the night, and Augusta is a small town, not many cars. But yeah, that has happened once or twice. But now I think I'm pretty used to it now. I'm pretty fine in driving here. It took me about a month to get used to all the road signs and where to stop and what to do. But I think I'm pretty fine now.
Well, yeah, that's a heck of a way to start your Masters week. It turned out much better after that. Well, good luck this week at the WC Bridgestone Invitational and next week at the PGA.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this Golf Channel podcast presented by Top Golf. The Golf Channel podcast is available on golfchannel.com/podcast and your favorite podcast provider. So go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Art19, or Google Play, search Golf Channel Podcast, and subscribe. If you love the show, please be sure to leave a rating, review, and tell your friends.